community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM in association with St Francis Hospice. It's Tuesday the 19th of May, 8:34, and it's... we're getting a bit of whistling, Greg.
Oh, we are, aren't we? Is that because my headphones are loud? I don't know.
Yes, it might be.
Could well be.
Shall I turn them down a little bit?
Just an ounce. Yeah, I want to hear what I'm saying. I know what you like.
Is that all right?
No, I'm good. I'm good. That's fine.
Good?
Yeah, thanks for the tea, by the way. Decent builder's cup of tea, that is.
No problem, mate. You know, you've got to be able to stand the spoon up in it. Otherwise,
absolutely.
It's no good.
Yeah, the tea of man.
Yeah, you got to swallow it in slices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mars and Locked Out of Heaven on the way next, 25 to 9 now. Now this is Greg from Bennett's Funerals, aren't you?
I am indeed. Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah.
You're coming in to tell us. Let me, because I've just mentioned one of your thingies, should we say?
That'll be the quiz night. I heard you do that. Thanks for that. Appreciate
it. That's all right.
You're
coming in to talk to us about that and other bits and pieces as well, aren't you?
Well, kicking off, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do the quiz night in a bit because I did have a pre-planned little teaser about the quiz.
Oh, did you?
I did, yeah.
And I've stomped all over it now, haven't I?
No, stupidly. No, not at all. Stupidly, I kind of had it all in my head. I thought, perfect. I got that down pat. I got in the studio, and it's kind of... in a second, so don't worry. Yeah, I need to reword it because I just suddenly realised the way I was going to say it, I was actually giving the answer away, which is just stupid.
Oh, that's not good, is it? That's not a quiz.
It's not. No, that's...
That's an answer.
Exactly, yeah. It's an answer night.
We'll give you the answer, just make the question up yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Best question wins a prize. Now, there's a couple of things. I mean, obviously, you know that, obviously, Bennett's, a company that like to do loads of stuff in the community, loads of, like, bits and pieces that we kind of, like, get heavily involved with.
Yeah.
And there's one that was a massive success last year.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you were at the station, but I actually took part in this, and that's the Firewalk.
At the start of me being...
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
I've actually done these before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For another station.
Yeah.
How did you find it? Because I know you went and done it, didn't you?
Well, because it is mind over matter.
It is, very much
really
so.
Is. And I was really surprised at the end that I looked back and I thought, wow, yeah, I did actually just walk over burning hot coals.
It doesn't hurt at all, does it?
Not at all, not even slightly. And once you've done it, you think, wow, that's just the power of how your mind
totally
can tune in and switch on and switch off certain feelings. It was incredible, really good.
Did they put you through the training beforehand?
Yeah, you have an hour. Oh, it's called the... it sounds like a real radio thing. We're trying to do the Power Hour.
Back-to-back songs.
Yeah. Nothing but the hits. Yeah, it was a Power Hour. So you go and sit down with this fella.
Yeah.
And he talks you through, like, the history of where firewalking came from, because that's quite interesting, really.
Well, I found that very interesting.
Yeah, it's not something you would choose to do, is it? You know, you wouldn't suddenly think, oh, I know, let's pave the streets with fire. That'd be a good idea. That's stupid.
It doesn't seem a good idea at the time, does it?
No, but he talks about the history of it, and he talks about how, like, ancient tribes used to sort of overcome certain mental struggles that they were having, and how they used to sort of, like, you know, use that mind focus to do incredible things. And the thing is, anybody can do it.
Absolutely anybody.
I mean, obviously, I don't know whether it would be good for a dog, but let's
probably not.
Keep it to the human race.
Yeah, that's right.
But the more important thing is, last year, the whole event was massively supported by all of the community, and I'm plucking a figure slightly out of the air here, but I think the whole thing raised around about between 13 and 16 thousand pounds.
Fantastic.
For a variety of different charities. So if you imagine, every person that took part in it got sponsorship for the charity of their choice.
That's great.
I did it last year for Lennox Children's Trust. I think it's in it's like a Havering based, a small but kind of a hospice, and everybody was doing it for their own thing, and, you know, but collectively, between 13 and 16 thousand pounds raised for charity.
Fantastic.
And you get that sense of achievement for doing something that is, you know, outside of your comfort zone. And
see, it's worth doing this, sort of things, just because of the training beforehand.
Yeah.
I've also done the glass walk. Have a chat with Bennett's, the people at Bennett's, see whether they can do a glass walk.
We're talking about that. Yeah, go on.
Glass walk is completely different. The training is completely different. Whereas with the firewalk, they teach you to speed up and you hype yourself and you block out the problems that are going on down there, which I've had for many years.
And then you've got to think about your feet.
Yeah, that's
right. You're right.
with the glass walk,
yeah,
it's completely the opposite. They teach you to slow down and calm and take things really easy. So,
I don't know.
And it's really strange when they give you one of these motivational speakers before the yeah. glass walk or the fire walk. You really do come out of there hyped. You feel like you could climb a wall.
Yeah.
You really do. And amazing, amazing. It's worth yeah. it just for that. Worth
I think so.
It.
Yeah, because sometimes you just like go through life so very blinkered and
yeah,
the
do.
Same old routine. We
yeah.
all do it. And you've walked across like burning hot coals
yep.
or sharp glass and yeah, you've achieved something and you've raised a little bit of cash. And plus it's a nice atmosphere. Loads of people were down supporting last year as well. It was really packed out. Really, really packed out.
We've got to say beforehand, just don't try this at home until you see one of these professionals. It's just, you just don't try it at home. I have to say that because there's always someone who goes, oh, I trod on a bloke and blocked when it really hurt.
Yeah, I'm suing
there's
Phoenix FM.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other important thing to remember is,
yeah.
and I've got to get this in, that the entire event is brought to you by Bird Luckin Chartered Accountant.
Fantastic. Thank you for that lot.
Thanks, Bird Luckin.
It's really...
Yeah.
This is really, really good to do, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I might even come and have a go myself this time.
I think it'd be, yeah, I'll be down there supporting you this time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it again because I did it then and
yeah.
and that was fine. So
yeah.
happy to be behind the scenes helping with the organisation.
Mm.
But yeah, I'd love to see you do that.
Yeah, well, I might
yeah.
come and have a go.
Absolutely. And then we got the big quiz night coming up on Friday.
This seems good.
It's going to be amazing. And the other thing to remember about the quiz night that we're doing, I know it's quiz night, another quiz night, great. But the fact is, at Bennett's, we were unlucky enough to lose one of our colleagues to cancer.
Oh, bad.
Yeah, and what we're doing is, the guy was such a great community, did absolutely loads of stuff.
Well, yeah.
You could do anything for anybody, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Gary Ebsworth. So he always used to organise quizzes, right?
Oh, really?
And in his drawer, after he passed away, we found all of these quiz questions.
Oh, really?
That he'd written for the next quiz that he was planning to do.
Oh, what a fantastic night this will be then.
Yeah,
oh,
so we're bringing to life the Gary Ebsworth Memorial Quiz. We're going to do it as a celebration of, you know, Gary and everything that, you know, he's so well known. I mean, absolutely wonderful guy. And what we're doing is we're raising funds for Melanoma UK.
Yeah.
And there's a great raffle rather going on as well, where we've actually got one of the prizes. Check this out. Hang on.
Rolling under drums.
A real life Banksy.
Oh, really?
A Banksy.
How did you get hold of that?
Oh, well, we just chiselled away at the wall and just ripped it off. You've got to be careful. You've got to keep an eye out for CCTV cameras.
It's on the wall outside the bank.
Yes,
you can get it anytime you want.
We've actually got a Banksy in the raffle, which we're giving away. So, it's fantastic. Teams of eight people. Bishop's Hill Adult Education Centre, out on the railway road.
Yeah.
Going to be a great night.
That sounds fantastic. That's coming up this Friday. Teams of eight, bring your own drinks and nibbles. It's in aid of Melanoma UK.
Easy for you to say.
Greg just said. which is a very... I mean, a lot of people see the sun and go, that's it, I'm going to go and get suntanned.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't realise there's a lot of risks with the sun.
Oh, yeah, and it's not only the sun as well. You don't necessarily get that condition or that form of cancer from being overexposed to the sun.
I didn't realise that.
No. It's, the melanoma is like... It's formed from the skin, but
yeah,
it doesn't
yeah.
have to be. You can just have a bad mole that goes...
Oh, really?
That
no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, you don't have to be lying out baking in the sun for it.
Oh.
No. You can just be really unlucky and, you know, it just mutates, if you like. And then, sadly for Gary, it mutated.
Yeah.
They couldn't do anything about it. But, it's not just the sun that causes problems with melanoma.
See, informative as well.
I can do it sometimes. I'll have to go and have a lie down now. But we'd love to see you on Friday night. It'd be really great.
Friday night would be fantastic. It's a quiz night. It's £5. Teams of eight. Bring your own drinks and nibbles. If you want some more details about this, call this number. 01277 624 289. 01277 624 289. You've just finished your tea.
That was lovely, that. Yeah.
Cheers. I'll do your best.
Yeah, you're a good one.
Greg, you can always come in, mate. You know that. Anytime, you're always welcome.
Thank you.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.